This is Dr. Mejia, the chief of the patient, Kevin Thomas, medical records 154003, delivery 539-2004, with MC and Dr. Sandra Lopez Pizarro. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, coast net polypectomy, date of the procedure, May 13, 2023, indications, Hirschhorn-Gardner syndrome, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, normal appearing HED, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 4, multiple colon polyps, pleural paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum of the HED, second for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediate, medication, aspirin, motor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 20 minutes, preparation was good, pleural paragraph, after procedure, aspirin double temps, pleural paragraph findings, oral pharynx appear normal, pleural paragraph, esophagus appear normal, pleural paragraph, stomach appear normal, pleural paragraph, biopsy taken from anterior body radish pylori, pleural paragraph, duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pure paragraph, colonoscopy findings, and a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Otherwise, rectum appear normal, pure in the sigmoid colon, there's two polyps, diminutive, about 2 to 3 millimeters, more back, biopsy, flepectum, close by. Biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Descending colon, 3 small polyps, about 3 to 4 millimeters, removed by coast neck polypectomy, pure paragraph. Splenflexure, small polyp, 4 to 5 millimeters, removed by coast neck polypectomy, times 2 in the splenflexure period. Distal transverse colon, 3 polyps, removed by coast neck polypectomy, about 2 to 3 millimeters in size. Mid transverse colon, there's about 3 polyps, diminutive, about 3 removed by coast neck polypectomy. Proximal transverse colon, 2 polyps, about 2 to 3 millimeters, removed by coast neck polypectomy. Hepatic flexure, 2 small polyps, about 3 to 4 millimeters, removed by coast neck polypectomy, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum appear, normal pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flow measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a flow pathology report. High fiber, number 2, high fiber diet. Number 3, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year period. Next number, giving patients Hirschhorn-Gardner syndromes, will refer to for genetic counseling period. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports and genetic counseling period. Patient may need evaluation for surgery, given history of Gardner syndrome period and